This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run, and you're here with Lynn, Roshan and Xiaoning. 7:18 a.m. Thursday, the 17th of December. And in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with lawyer VK Raj on our COVID-19 labor SOPs. We're also running a poll on the BFM Twitter account asking you, is it time for a new Pakatan Harapan leader? Let us know what you think. But right now, we are talking about venture capital funding, because good news for Malaysian startups looking to spread their wings in the post-COVID era is that the government agency, Penjana Capital, has been set up to facilitate public-private collaboration in venture cap funding.
Announced this week that it had attracted 8 international VC fund managers to take part in the Dana Penjana National, or the DPN program. Under the Penjana Economic Recovery Plan, the government had allocated around 600 million ringgit to match venture capital funding to jumpstart Malaysia's economy through investing in startup innovation. Under the Dana Penjana National, the government will match VC fund injections on a one-to-one basis for a target allocation of about 1.2 billion ringgit.
So will this provide a much-needed impetus for the local startup scene? For some thoughts on these developments and the role of Penjana Capital, we're speaking this morning with Dr. Siva Palan Vivekaraja, co-founder and partner at Scale Up Malaysia. Dr. Siva, thank you for joining us. So how does Penjana Capital fit into the current VC landscape in Malaysia, given that we already have several government agencies operating in this space, like Cradle, Malaysian Debt Ventures, even MavCap?
Well, I would actually say that it adds a lot to the ecosystem, because if you look at some of the agencies you mentioned, they don't actually do venture capital. So Cradle Fund does grants, MDB does debt, MavCap, I don't think they ever had new funds injected by the government, so they essentially don't have any fund for investment. And actually in the ecosystem today, there's very little local funding available, whether it's from government agencies or local VCs. So there's actually a huge need for funding in the ecosystem, and I think this will really fill that need.
You've previously said that the funding tends to dry up in later stages, which is why Malaysian startups tend to move to Singapore in search of capital. Does the Dana Penjana National address this gap?
Actually, I was, as part of the task force chairman under the previous government, to look at technopreneur funding and to restructure the agencies in Malaysia. When we looked at the amount of funding available and the stages at which they were funding, most of the funding was available only for the early stages. So especially in venture capital, the funding was available primarily for seed stage and series A stage. But when they want to expand and grow, especially if they want to go regional, they will need funds at the series B and series C stage. And these funds would probably be, you know, $5 million and above type of funds. And that's where we have a huge gap in Malaysia. So at that stage, if they require the funding, they will go to regional VCs. Most of them are based in Singapore. And when these regional VCs fund them in Singapore, one of the key requirements would be to set up a Singapore-based company and then to move the HQ to Singapore. So what this Penjana Fund does, and this is one of the things we looked at as our task force, was a key recommendation was to look at covering all the stages. That means seed stage, series A stage, and also series B and C. So the Penjana Fund has taken up many of our recommendations, and I'm really pleased with that. They have taken up our recommendation to look at the different stages. Two funds are going to do at least series A and series B. So this will take care of some of the problems in terms of later stage funding, maybe not all of it, because we will still need to cover series C, for example. But maybe above that, it's okay because, you know, the Equinox of the world, the private equity guys can fund it. So it does cover some aspects of that. We should see less companies moving to Singapore, at least at that stage. But I think going forward, the government needs to look at, you know, doing Series C and above funding.
So, Dr. Siva, what do you make of the 8 VCs that have been greenlit? Is there anything we can glean from their track record in terms of how they might invest in Malaysia?
So this is really interesting, because in our recommendations, we actually recommended that the government should not do its own funding. That means don't set up your own agency and do your own funding, because over the last 20 years, it has not been effective. There have been a lot of failures, there have been a lot of weaknesses. So our recommendation was to match local venture capitalists together with foreign players, so that the foreign players bring in their track record, their expertise, and also access to markets around the region. So I'm really happy that the government this time has taken up this recommendation. Because if you look at the recipients, out of the 8 recipients, all of them have partners that are non-Malaysian based. And it's very broad based. You know, when I've had a look at it, they've got companies that are from Korea, Japan, the US, China, Singapore, and so on. So that's a really positive thing. So they've all been in the industry for a long time. Most of them are successful in their own countries or in the region. So I think, you know, they will bring a lot of value in terms of the track record, in terms of the expertise, in terms of the networks they have in the region. And the benefit for the companies that get this funding is that, you know, they will have access literally to a global market with all of these investors. So that's really very important.
The stated aims of Banjana Capital and Dana Banjana are quite vague, if lofty. In your view, how should we assess the effectiveness of this initiative? What are the milestones we should be looking at, and how soon will we see results?
So if you look at a typical VC investment milestones, right? The first one, of course, is the amount of funding available. The term in the industry is dry powder, right? And from what we have seen from Banjana Capital, they have now, with these 8 companies and the matching funds that they have provided, the private sector provided, that's about 1.57 billion. That's a nice sizable amount. And if you look at how to actually determine whether they are doing this well, the first criteria would be time sensitive. That is, how soon can they actually deploy this fund? So from what we hear, we think the funds say that they should have money available from the government to start deploying funds in February next year. So that's a good start. The second one is, how much do they deploy and how fast can they deploy this, right? Now, Banjana Capital itself is looking at jumpstarting the ecosystem and the economy next year. So if you want to do this jumpstart, if you want to help these companies to grow fast, you have to deploy money very quickly. How much do you deploy in 2021? That's a good, important criteria. I think it's also important to see how well the companies perform after they have actually deployed the funds. I would also like to see how many of these companies actually go regional, even if it's not in 2021, but maybe 2022. And what we have seen is that, you know, some of these funds have started approaching us in Scale Up Malaysia, looking to invest in some of our portfolio companies because they see that we have companies that are actually at the growth stage. So there's quite a lot of interest.
And overall, you sound very positive about this initiative. Are there any challenges or concerns that you have regarding how the funding might be deployed?
I am very positive. I think this is a really good thing. I'm happy that they've taken up our recommendations. I think, you know, if the government actually just does this, provides the funding and let the VC fund invest where they think fit to invest in the companies that they think is right to invest, and the government stays out of that. That means, you know, don't get involved in how the VC funds are deploying the funds or who they're investing in. Let these experts who already have a track record, who already have a portfolio of successful companies, let them do the investments, and then we will see some real success stories. So that's really important.
Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Dr. Siva. That was Dr. Sivapalan Vivekaraja, co-founder and partner at Scale Up Malaysia, talking to us about Banjana Capital and how well it slots into the existing venture cap landscape here in Malaysia. Shaoning, what were some of your key takeaways from that conversation?
Mainly that the government should not get involved in the VCs, that the VCs should have the space, and because they have the knowledge to do what they're supposed to do. I think that's interesting. But it seems like this initiative by the government is a positive one, which is good, because in the past, a lot of the startups, at the end of the day, they've moved to Singapore because it was much easier to get funding there. But like he says, the gap in Malaysia still remains in the Series C and the Series D. When these companies get to a reasonable size and they want some visibility, then they unfortunately move to bigger markets like Singapore, for example.
Absolutely. And this is something that we are going to be keeping a close watch on. But right now we are about to head into the 7:30 news bulletin. And up next, speaking with Geetha Ranganathan, senior media analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence on Disney. That's happening after the 7:30 news bulletin. But first, a quick message. Local SME Evomania Nutrition was one of the lucky ones. They made it through the MCO and business has been great. Using the Banjana SME digitalization grant, Evomania's founder, Razali Bin Yahya, turned to social commerce platform platform Avana's agent plan to integrate digital solutions into their business operations. Hear his story today and tomorrow at 9:15 a.m. to find out why he feels more SMEs should utilize the Punjana grant and why DG's all-in-one digital solutions bundle package is a great offer for SMEs to consider. But right now, we're heading into the 7:30 news bulletin. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.